Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour. Bonjour. So grateful. Always so grateful, truly, to be able to join with you in this way and to share, to connect. So grateful. I'm Jennifer Hadley, and I am grateful. And I love A Course in Miracles. So grateful for A Course in Miracles. So grateful that we can hold it in our hand and that we can discuss it, we can live it, we can share it, we can experiment with it. So grateful for that. So let's begin with a prayer of gratitude. I place my hand on my heart and I'm grateful and thankful to partner up with that higher Holy Spirit self. We are letting divine wisdom, intelligence lead us and guide us. We're followers. We're followers of the love and the light that is always within us and always surrounding and enfolding us. It is the very essence of life. Our life is the life of God. Our mind is the mind of God. Our very hand is the hand of God. Our heart is the heart of God. We are here to be truly helpful, representing the one who sent us. We are grateful to represent. We are grateful to share the benefits of our clarity, our healing, our expansion with everyone, because we are one with them. In gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. So grateful to allow ourselves to truly practice and live A Course in Miracles. And my topic today is when people let you down. When people let you down, it can be so painful. I know for me, that was a really painful pattern in my life. So I experienced people letting me down again and again and again. And I saw that in my mind, I was anticipating, expecting people to let me down. And there would be a certain kind of relief when they did, a certain kind of victory. I knew you were going to let me down, and you did, so I am right. You are bad. I am the one who is good here. I am the one who is right here. You are the one who is bad. You are the one who is wrong. It was a crazy pattern in my mind that I can see now was designed to help me feel better about myself, because I was so deeply convinced that I was wrong and I was bad. So being able to work this pattern was a way for me to project what I believed about myself onto others. And of course, it was very difficult for me, because I would get an affirmation that I wasn't worth it. Just not worth it. Jen, just not worth it. You're not worth it. You're not worth keeping my commitments to. You're not worth respecting. You're not worth honoring. You're not worth it. So you see, it was a lose-lose proposition. When people would let me down, first there would be the victory, and then there would be, yep, just confirms there's something wrong with me. I'm bad. People don't keep their agreements with me. So thank God I finally realized what was going on. Now, As we all probably have come to recognize, disappointments are a result of expectations. So we can say that expectations are disappointments waiting to happen. How many times have you had expectations of people and they let you down? You were disappointed. And how many times did that happen where you didn't tell anyone what your expectations were? You just thought they knew. Of course they knew, is the thinking. Now, I've been a spiritual counselor for more than 2 decades, and I train spiritual counselors. Been doing that for 7 years. And what I have seen is that in counseling couples, particularly, if I ask them, and I usually do in the very first session, so let me just ask you, do you have rules that you have written down, you've discussed, that these are the guidelines and the rules for your relationship, for your marriage, for your partnership? And nobody ever says yes. I've never had one couple say to me, oh yeah, no, we definitely discussed all those things at the outset. The usual answer is something like, what do you mean? What kind of rules? Like, well, do you have a rule that if you stay out all night, you have to let me know? They're like, well, gosh, we don't have a rule. We never discussed that, but we don't stay out all night without calling. We don't do things like that. Okay, but there you go. So all kinds of things that cause upsets in relationships are because people think they're on the same page. They think they have the same lines in the sand. Well, that's a deal breaker. But you never said it was a deal breaker. Everybody knows it's a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker to me. So, and people go into relationships with all kinds of expectations. And everybody finds out, oh no, my partner can't read my mind, right? So there's all of that. But when people let us down, there are 2 things that we can do to help ourselves. And we can do it proactively too. So there are 2 aspects to being let down. One is that it affects our relationship with that person. And then that needs to be discussed. Things need to be brought to the light. There's all of that. And then there's how do we process it internally? What is the meaning that we make of it? Remember, the ego is essentially like a software in the computer that's always making negative meaning. That's all it does. It makes delusional meaning. It just does it over and over and over again, it relentlessly. And our upsets are all about the meaning we made of things. Our pain and suffering is all about our interpretation, our view, our perspective. Pain is a wrong perspective, A Course in Miracles tells us, Lesson 190. So, Lesson 190 is, I choose the joy of God instead of pain. And it begins with, pain is a wrong perspective. What is the wrong perspective? We're seeing ourselves as a body instead of part of the infinite mind of God. So pain is a wrong perspective, it says here in paragraph 1. When it is experienced in any form, it is a proof of self-deception. It is not a fact at all. There is no form it takes. that will not disappear if seen aright. For pain proclaims God cruel. How could it be real in any form? It witnesses to God the Father's hatred of his Son, the sinfulness he sees in him, and his insane desire for revenge and death. Can such projections be attested to? Can they be anything but wholly false? Pain is but witness to the Son's mistakes in what he thinks he is. It is a dream of fierce retaliation for a crime that could not be committed, for attack on what is wholly unassailable. It is a nightmare of abandonment by an eternal love which could not leave the Son whom it created out of love. Pain is a sign illusions reign in place of truth. It demonstrates God is denied, confused with fear, perceived as mad, and seen as traitor to himself. If God is real, there is no pain. So it can be so helpful to us to just remember this when we feel disappointed, when we feel let down by what other people have chosen to do or not do. Pain is a wrong perspective. I do not have to interpret this as the proof that I'm bad and wrong. I do not have to interpret this as the proof that they're bad and wrong. None of that is true. We are all good, and we do make unloving choices sometimes, but we're still good. And when I make unloving choices, it is never because of what the other person is on about. When I make unloving choices, it's because I am not living in my heart. And there aren't that many people that are really living in their heart. And so there are going to be letdowns on a regular basis. But the particular feeling of letdown is, I find, often something that gets blown up into a pattern with people, and they start to feel let down again and again and again, like I did, and where, like me, they are looking for it. They're almost hoping for it, because then they get to be right. And sometimes they really are hoping for it. It's a particular worldview. I'm not loved. I'm not lovable. Some people have that same exact view. I'm not loved. I'm not lovable. But they don't have this deep, incessant pattern of being let down. So there's an opportunity here for us to heal it, not just for ourselves, but for all of life. For all of life, we can do this. And that's what's so exciting to me. I am here only to be truly helpful. Why else would I be here? Good Lord. I mean, the earth is beautiful. I look out the windows in my office at the mountains. The trees are beginning to turn color, and Bodhi is playing with a bone on the floor here. She's pretty happy camper right now. And there's so much to love about this world. And still, would I come here if I couldn't be truly helpful? I don't think I would. I don't think I would. I think I'd go somewhere else where people were more awake and I could learn from that. So, but I love being here. And I love that we can realize, oh my gosh, if my perspective was correct, I wouldn't be in pain. Pain is a wrong perspective. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. Oh, okay, let me see how I can do that. Let me see how I can apply that today. That gets me out of bed in the morning. I'm excited to see what progress I can make today. And I didn't always feel that way. I used to wake up and go, oh, I'm still here. This place. Wake up with a feeling of dread and despair. Don't want to be here. Don't want to do this. How do I get out of this life? This is not the life I really want. Now I know my life is the life of God. And I am content to go wherever God sends me, knowing God goes there with me. Yes, from the truly helpful prayer. So when we feel let down, if we'd like to stop feeling that despair, that pain, that punch in the gut, that, oh, I knew it. This is just a proof that I'm not lovable. I'm not worth being committed to. All of that. When all of that gets triggered, it's actually worth writing it all down. And this is one of the things that people don't do. Right now, I'm in the midst of my Stop Playing Small retreat. Oh, so good. So good. And we're doing the work. We're doing the work. People aren't just listening to me talk. They're actually doing the work. They are talking. They are writing things down. They are looking at the patterns in their mind. And they are having breakthrough after breakthrough and healing after healing because they're doing the work. So the invitation here is if you feel like people let you down a lot, start writing down what are your thoughts about it. Be aware of your thoughts. That's what I said to myself, Jennifer. Be aware of your thoughts. Your thoughts are generating your experience. In this world of cause and effect, your thoughts are the cause. Your life is the effect. Pay attention to your thoughts. Change your thinking, change your life. So I really took that to heart, and I've seen the results. Believe me, I've seen the results. So when you feel triggered that you've been let down, and maybe you were let down 40 years ago. I've worked with so many people who were let down 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and it still is a weight that they carry with them every day. They have yet to release it because they haven't done the work. They've talked about it again and again, many, many, many hours of talking about it, many, many hours of thinking about it. And certainly the life is built around this painful experience, like a building a structure around some kind of mutation. And so that the whole structure, it is deformed because it's built around something icky in the middle. We do that. We build our life and our relationships around icky things. But we can dissolve and resolve these patterns back to the root cause. We can have deep and profound transformation. And I'm so grateful. So grateful for that. Oh my goodness, am I grateful. We can let the past go, no matter how painful it was. It doesn't mean that it was meaningless or we don't care anymore or that we weren't actually wounded in some way. But true forgiveness is the full release of our interpretations and the meaning that we made of it. And that's what we can let go. That's what no longer serves us. So writing down your thoughts when you feel let down, when you feel triggered, just to be able to consciously see them. What I find in doing this work in classes is that people will often discover thoughts they had that they didn't know they were thinking, and they can see that those thoughts, those beliefs are profoundly affecting their happiness. And thank God they were willing to just take a look, take a little look, see what's in there that's making me crazy. Pain is a wrong perspective. So when we feel let down, there are other choices. This is something I've been talking about in class lately, that when it seems like somebody's let us down, what if we took a different tack? What if we went to the person who seemed to let us down and we say, hey, are you okay? Because you had agreed to do this thing and you didn't do it, and that's causing me a hardship now. Are you okay? Because I'm surprised that you didn't keep your agreement. I'm surprised you didn't do this. And I just want to know, are you okay? What's really going on with you? To have some compassion. Because if we're here only to be truly helpful, and people don't keep their agreements, how can we be truly helpful to ourselves and to them in that moment? Now, it doesn't mean, hey, you don't have to keep your agreements with me. I will tolerate anything. No, it's not that. But instead of our first knee-jerk reaction being something like an attack, where we give them the cold shoulder, we don't speak to them anymore, we let them know they hurt us. But if pain is a wrong perspective, can they actually hurt us? Isn't it our interpretation? And don't we really recognize that joy comes from taking responsibility for what we see and choosing what we will feel, and not blaming others for how we feel, for how we interpret things? Peace, harmony, joy, vision, prosperity, all good things come from taking responsibility for what we see and what we feel. This is a very clear teaching in the responsibility for sight section. I've talked about it many times. I am responsible for what I see, and everything is just as I wish it would be. So why would I like this person to let me down? We do have reasons. We do. And we need to own that, because things are happening in a way that we are orchestrating in our mind. And it's a group project, obviously. We are a collective consciousness, but still, we must take responsibility. So when someone lets us down, first we take responsibility so that we can live a loving life and not go into attack. Because so often what we experience is the direct result of secretly having a desire to attack and looking for an excuse. Oh, you let me down. Now I can attack you. And now I can say, and this, and this, and this. There are so many things wrong with you. And for a moment, I'm thinking, I'm the good one, they're the bad one. For a moment, I've got respite from my badness. These are the kinds of thoughts that are in our psyche. And we can own it. And remember to laugh. That's going to make such a difference. You know, one of the things that I got inspired to put together back in 2008. So 13 years ago is my Finding Freedom from Fear boot camp. And the next one starts October 3rd. And the one after that will probably be in the spring. So it's going to be a good long while before there's another one. If you've been thinking, oh, I'd like to do this deep work with Jennifer, it's time. I really need to have these relationship skills, life skills. I need to stop repeating the same hurts and the same pain and suffering. Please consider my Finding Freedom from Fear boot camp. And one of the easy things you can do is book an exploratory call with one of the spiritual counselors, and they can just answer any question you have. It's a free call, and you can get some counseling. And all the details for Finding Freedom from Fear and the exploratory calls are at jenniferhadley.com. And it's time for me to take a break. I'm Jennifer Hadley. You're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio. We're walking the talk, we're living the love, and I will be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, living the love, walking the talk.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you came back. And if you're someone who's been listening to this podcast for a while and really finding it meaningful, thank you. Thank you for your practice of living A Course in Miracles. And if you'd like more resources, there are a lot more resources at jenniferhadley.com. and livingacourseofmiracles.com. Thank you to all those who contribute to support this podcast. And it's so meaningful to me that people support the work that I do, that they find it helpful, that they're using it to change their lives. People tell me things like, I'm getting married, and I know I wouldn't be getting married if it weren't for you. And of course, I'm not the one. It's their practice, their application, but our joining together is significant. And my true goal is that anyone who listens would be inspired to practice and to live these teachings and experience the life-changing results of the practice. And then that they would naturally be modeling it, and other people would be inspired to do what they have done. And it just keeps paying forward and forward and forward. So that is my goal for sure. You can make a contribution. It is tax deductible at jenniferhadley.com or livingacourseofmiracles.com or powerofloveministry.net. All these places, you can click on the donation page and make your contribution. I also highly encourage you to consider signing up for the inspirational text messages, which you can do for as little as $1 one time. And you can also set up a monthly recurring contribution if you'd like to support and make a monthly contribution. That's awesome. And again, I am just so, so grateful to all the people who are willing to support what I'm doing. Thank you. Now, I would like to give you something too, which is I do daily prayer. Daily prayer and inspiration. I write them, I record them. And of course, you can subscribe for free. That's my daily blog. And it's called My Daily Shot of Spiritual Espresso. And a simple way to sign up for it from your phone is to text the word prayer to text the word prayer to 53557. Text the word prayer to 53557. And you'll get the information about how to do that. Also, I'm going to mention that for the podcast listeners, I do have a discount, a massive discount on my Sacred Circle membership. That's my weekly spiritual counseling call. You can ask me any question you like. I'm live almost every week of the year. And you go to Sacred Circle, it's $55 a month. But if you have this code, you can get it for $33 a month. So the code is 33SC, 33SC. So go to jenniferhadley.com. You can go to the events page. You'll find the Sacred Circle. And you sign up for that using that discount code, 33SC. All right. Yes. And if you do ever have any questions about our programs, you can book an exploratory call. Right now, one of those free calls with the spiritual counselors is you can sign up for it on the Finding Freedom from Fear Bootcamp page. Also, by the way, just a mention, I am doing my spiritual counseling training intensive in November, mid-November. I'm going to do it online because of the pandemic. And we did it online last year. It was so good. And so I'm going to do it again mid-November. It's over the course of 8 days and we break it up. So it usually works for everybody in almost every time zone. It's workable. So I don't know if I'll keep doing them online once the pandemic is over. So this saves you travel if you're interested. And just to let you know, to plan for that, you can book an exploratory call. You can talk about the program. You can learn about it from the events page at jenniferhadley.com. Okay, so now let's get back to when people let us down. Here's something you might not have thought of, and boy, have I thought about it. And that is that when people let us down, sometimes they're helping us. Sometimes they are doing us a solid favor. Really, a solid favor. Because when people let us down, if we're not already hoping that they will, and if it comes as a shock or a surprise, it may just be their soul's way or spirit's way of letting us know this person is not reliable, not dependable. You might want to rethink your relationship with them. You might want to rethink your relationship with them. Now, it's important to look at both sides of this when people let us down because, for instance, one of the things I'll notice sometimes is someone will book a spiritual counseling session and let's say they have a lot of conflict that they're hesitant to do the work. They're hesitant to, they sign up for a program, but they have excuses about why they can't be there. Whereas here's a mother of three young children. She's there every day. She's found a way. She's working it out, you know, no matter what. And someone who is unemployed or retired or something like that, they're on vacation and they can't show up. They've got all kinds of reasons. So there's sometimes I find in a counseling session, it might be that, oh, we keep dropping the call or they keep getting interrupted. These kinds of things are self-generated. Life is not happening to us. It's happening by us. So we can make the change in our mind and we'll find that people are not letting us down so much. But many times when people do let us down, it is a gift from God letting us know, rethink this situation. This may not be a person you'd like to get into a long-term relationship with. I've seen it over and over and over again in my own life, in the life of my friends, my family, and in the life of my counseling clients. that people have expectations that aren't articulated and the other person seems to let them down, they should have been able to know. And also sometimes there are some unspoken agreements. The person kind of, yeah, I understand that you think I'm going to do those things or you think I'm not going to do those things. But I'm not going to acknowledge that you're operating under a false idea. I've definitely had relationships with people like that who have said, when it seemed like they let me down, I've said, hey, I thought we discussed this and you were going to do that thing. And they say, yeah, we discussed it. You said you'd like me to do that thing, but I never said I wasn't going to do it. I was going to do it, rather. And I think, right, but at the end of the conversation, you knew I thought you were going to do it. And you didn't say, it looks to me and feels to me like you think I'm going to do this thing, but I'm not. And you're going to be disappointed if you think that I am, because I am not. So it's a level of what it is it's an immaturity, we could call it that, spiritual immaturity, emotional immaturity. And I'm guilty of it in the sense that I've participated in this. We all have, where we can see that someone has an expectation of us that we are not willing to meet, but we don't tell them. It's not kind. It's not loving. It's not compassionate. But we don't want to deal with their disappointment in that moment. We don't wish to deal with them trying to convince us or cajole us or guilt us into doing something that we don't feel like doing or not doing something that we do feel like doing. And so we just don't say anything. And we figure we'll deal with their wrath and their disappointment later. And we'll just throw it in their face. I never said I wasn't going to go. I never said that. I knew you didn't want me to go, but I never said I wasn't going to go. I just do not wish to participate in that kind of thing anymore. It's let's be mature adults, loving adults, kind adults, generous of heart, patient with each other, and not play games, mental mind games. And so for me, one of the things I've had to learn is if people aren't making a clear agreement and I've stated what I like or don't like, and they're not even hardly acknowledging me, that does not mean that they're in agreement. I need to go that extra step. So then I'm not going to be let down when they don't keep an agreement that I am thinking they made, but they never actually made. When that kind of thing is going on, I need to take responsibility for not having clear communication, and I do. I need to take responsibility for how I view it and how I feel about it. How I view it is going to determine how I feel about it, how I think about it, and what I believe happened. And that is going to determine my emotions around it. And so I don't have to be upset. I'm not upset for the reason I think. I'm not upset because they let me down. Usually I'm upset because I knew they weren't in alignment and I didn't do anything about it, and I let him fall off the cliff. And now I'm saying, hey, you didn't care enough about me to not fall off the cliff. And they can easily come back and say, I never said I wasn't going to fall off the cliff. So this is why in my programs like Masterful Living and Finding Freedom, people have such amazing relationship results. It's because they're doing the self-forgiveness work to take responsibility for how they feel and the decisions that they made. Because we get intuitive hits about things and we ignore them because we don't like the information. Counseling people who are so upset because their partner has another relationship and they feel betrayed, they feel let down in that way. But they didn't actually have an agreement to monogamy. It was unspoken. It was not said. Well, I just assumed. Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. And so you think you're mad at your partner for not being monogamous, but really, really, truly, boiling it down to the root cause, you're also very upset with yourself for not articulating that monogamy was important to you. And people in those kinds of situations, if they're able to honestly view their thinking, they will see that there were times when they got the impetus, the thought, to bring that topic up, but they decided not to. There were times when they thought to, they had a little intuition, oh, bring that topic up. You need to discuss that. And they thought, oh, but we're having such a nice time. Why turn it into a difficult time? Why bring that up now? Because your intuition is telling you this is the perfect time. So that's the thing about having really good intimate relationships is we need to be clear about what to discuss and what not to discuss. So sometimes people will spend a lot of time talking about things such as, you make me feel this or that. When you do this, I feel that. In such a way as to blame other people for feelings. They make time for that kind of conversation, the blaming conversation. But that conversation actually isn't helpful at all. So when people seem to let me down, number one, take a breath. That's what I do. Take a breath. Take responsibility for my thoughts about it. Take a responsibility for what happened, in the sense that I have an ability to respond in a way that is, first of all, helpful to me. Second of all, helpful to all. That there is something for me to discover and learn here if I'm upset. That I can have a healing now if I'm upset. If I'm upset, it's because I'm being triggered into an old mental pattern. Something from the past is coming up to be healed. It may not be from this lifetime. It may not be comprehensible in this moment from my vantage point. If I could see through all directions of time and space, I would definitely know what was going on and why. But I don't have that yet. I'm not there yet. So from where I am, I reach up in a sense to that higher Holy Spirit self. Help me now. Help me to make the highest and best, wisest, most fruitful and loving choices right now. Help me to see what those choices are right now. Help me to open my heart, open my mind so that I can have a healing right now. And let me share the benefits with everyone so everyone is lifted. All rise on this tide of love so that this choice that I made in the past that has led me to this place in the moment where I feel let down, disappointed, betrayed, right now, I can have a healing so that this never occurs again. Part of the pain and suffering that I felt in my moments of feeling deeply, deeply let down and betrayed was that I knew I had had clues not to do what I had done, not to agree to what I had agreed to, not to keep silent. I had so many intuitions along the way to go in a different direction, and I chose what I chose, and now I'm feeling the effects of it. So it's not bad that I'm feeling the effects of it. This is how I'm choosing to heal this pattern. I could have gone the other way. I could have healed the pattern through seeing, oh, you know what? He's not talking, just to use that monogamy thing. For me, I would have a male partner. So he's not talking about the monogamy thing. So he's not thinking about it, because my experience of men is if they'd like me to be monogamous, they're going to tell me that. They're going to make that super clear to me. And one of the ways they're going to tell me that is they're going to tell me they're not interested in seeing anyone else. If that's really important to them, they're going to make that clear to me, because men are so much more territorial in my experience than women are. So, because I've had boyfriends who literally didn't think I would ever have dinner with another man on my own again. And me saying, but he's been my friend for years and we go out to dinner every couple months. Not anymore. What? You don't need him. You have me. What? When I was younger, I had conversations like that with men. And so the men I would date now would be older and they would have a different perspective, be less insecure, things like that. But when we get these intuitions to have these conversations and we don't, and then we're let down, we have let ourselves down. We had the opportunity to get proactive and we decided not to. And so first line of recourse in healing is to do the self-forgiveness work. And by the way, on my homepage at jenniferhadley.com, I have a free forgiveness workshop called How to Get Over It. And actually, I can tell you, just as I gave you, text the word prayer to 53557 to sign up for my daily inspiration and my daily prayers. You can text the word forgiveness to 53557, 53557. Text the word forgiveness to 53557, or just go to the homepage at jenniferhadley.com, and you can get that free forgiveness workshop that has helped so many people to get over these kinds of hurts, particularly relationship betrayals. So worth doing that work. I've had many people tell me, oh my gosh, I wish I had met you 10 years ago. I wouldn't have had to spend the last 10 years upset and in pain and suffering about this. If only I'd realized. And again and again, I'll meet people. I'll be working with them in a class or a program of some kind. And I'll suggest to them, do a self-forgiveness letter about that. Do a couple until you feel really clean and clear. And then a month later, they're telling me this really still bothers me. And I asked them, did you do the self-forgiveness letter? Oh, no, I didn't do that. I'm like, yeah, do it now. It's never too late. I encourage you to do that now. And then another month goes by and they're saying, you know, this is still really bothering me. Did you do that self-forgiveness letter? No, I didn't do a self-forgiveness letter. I wrote a letter to them to forgive them. I'm like, okay, so that's good. And now do the self-forgiveness letter. And that self-forgiveness letter template comes with the How to Get Over It free workshop comes with other things as well. So again, it's free. And I do encourage you to get it and do it with a friend or two. Make a little forgiveness party for yourself and just start clearing out that stuff. Believe it or not, we are now coming to the last part of the year. And this is a time when people often start to feel more dark, more despair, and difficulties and challenges. And with the rises in COVID in so many places, there's just so much going on. Let's give ourselves every advantage by letting go of the past and the unhealed resentments that we're holding against ourselves and we don't even realize it. So again, many times when people seem to let us down, they're actually doing us a favor. I've had that happen quite a few times where someone didn't keep their agreement. Maybe they ripped me off and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. This is not a person for me to have as a friend. This is not a person for me to do business with. This is not a person to be close to. It's fine. Thank you, God, for making it so plain and clear. I can't mistake it. But many people don't want to see the writing on the wall, as they say. They don't want to see that, oh, this person is disrespectful to themselves, so they're probably going to be disrespectful to you too. Don't take it personally. And then we take it personally. We had the warning. Warning shots were fired and we ignored them. And now we're mad at ourselves. And we don't even know it because we're so used to blaming other people for how upset we are. That's why taking responsibility and doing the self-forgiveness work is the way out of hell. Pain is a wrong perspective. Pain is the perspective of I'm a body, I'm a victim, I am powerless, life is happening to me. Enough. Let's pray on it. So grateful to place my hand on my heart and to give the heavy lifting to the Holy Spirit. Letting go of the past is easy with the Holy Spirit. We share the benefits with all. We let it be and say amen. Amen, amen. Have a great rest of your week. I love you. Mwah.